Ninth parak starts out with dealing with Pesach Sheni. The Mishnah says as follows: Mishnah Alav Mishaya Tamei Abederech Rechoka, somebody who was Tamei, or he was a distance and he was not able to bring the Korban Pesach in its proper time. Velo Asas Amirishon, on the 14th of Nisan Yaseh Sheni. 30 days later, he does the Pesach Sheni. Shaga Gonenas. It wasn't that he was Tamei or Bederech Rechoka, but he was Beshogig, made a mistake, and he didn't bring the Pesach Rishon, or as an Onsin, it was beyond his volition. Velo Asas Rishon, he didn't bring the Korban Pesach Rishon Yaseh Sheni. Also, he can do the Pesach Sheni. So the Mishnah asks him, "Kain lama neemar tame oshaya b'derech rechoka?" So why does the pasuk specifically say if somebody's impure or derech rechoka? Why didn't the pasuk also include somebody who is shag or gonenas? Because there's a difference. She'elu p'turim mikaras. Because if somebody was tame and derech rechoka for the first Pesach and then he did not bring the second Pesach as well, even b'mezid, that person would be potter from Karis because he had a valid reason listed in the Pasuk of Tamei and Derech Rechoka. Ve'elu chayavim b'karis. However, if somebody missed the first Pesach because he was Shogig or Nenas and then missed the second Pesach as well, b'mezi, that is the person who's going to have Karis from not bringing the Korban Pesach. Mishnah Bei. So let's define the Ezehi Derech Rechoka. What does that mean? The person was a distance from Yerushalayim, that he doesn't have to bring the Korban Pesach Rishon, he can bring the Pesach Sheni. So the first opinion is mina modiim velachutz ukamida salako ruach tiv Rabbi Akiva, means from the distance from Yerushalayim to modiim, which is 15 mil. So it would be anyone who is outside of the 15 mil, outside of Yerushalayim. That person is derech rechoka and he's potter from bringing the Pesach Rishon. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, it's not a distance; it's miskolfas hazara velachutz. Even the person right outside the base of Mikdash, if he has a valid reason for not bringing the Pesach Rishon, that is considered derech rechoka. Amar Rabbi Yosi, lefichach nakura hal hey. If you look in the Torah, it says where it says b'derech rechoka, the hey at the end of rechoka has a dot on it to teach us that halacha. Lomar lomi meisha rechoka vadi. It doesn't mean that it has to be a real distance and outside Yerushalayim to be potter from Pesach Rishon. Elam iskufas arzara v'lachutz. Even if the person is right outside the Beis Hamikdash, but he has a reason to not bring the Pesach Rishon, that is a valid, proper reason to not bring the Pesach Rishon. Then the person brings the Pesach Sheni. Mishnah Gimel, ma bein Pesach Rishon. Let's compare the Pesach Rishon and the Sheni. They don't have all the same halachas. Some of them are, some aren't. So Rishon Asur B'Bal Yireh B'Bal Yematzeh. When it comes to the first Pesach Rishon, the halachas of B'Bal Yireh and B'Bal Yematzeh, possession of Chametz apply. V'Asheni, when you bring the Korban Pesach Sheni, 30 days later on the 14th of Iyar, Matzah, v'chametz imo b'bayis. He can have matzah and chametz in his house. There's no isser bal yirah and bal yematzah. And number two comparison or contrast. Harishon tal ta'un hala ba'achilasa. So the first one requires us to sing challah when we're eating the Korban Pesach. V'hasheni eino ta'un hala ba'achilasa. And the Korban Pesach Sheni doesn't require challah when it's being eaten. Zevezet tunim hala ba'asiyasin. But both of them require challah when they are being shechted, when they are being brought. V'nachalim tzali al matzah morin. In addition, another similarity is that they are roasted and they are brought and eaten together with matzah and maror, and also v'dochin es haShabbos. Both of them, if the 14th of Nisan and the 14th of Iyar fall on Shabbos, Shabbos is overridden, and we would bring the Korban Pesach, Shechita, and we would do the Zrika, etc. Mishnah Dalet, a Pesach Shabbat Betuma, we're talking about when a Korban Pesach is brought Betuma, that the majority of people in the Beis HaMikdash are Tameim, or the Kohanim are Tameim, or the Klisharis are Tameim. It says as follows in the Mishnah that is a p'tur if people are t'mei mace. If the majority of people in the Beis HaMikdash are tumas mace from touching a dead body, coming in contact with a dead body, that's what we're talking about. But that doesn't mean that other types of tuma can be eaten, can eat the Korban Pesach. Lo yochle mimenu zavin v'zavos nidos v'yoldos, all these other types of people who had an internal flow, an internal problem that caused them impurity, they cannot eat the Korban Pesach. It's only with the t'mei maceim that can. V'imachlu, but if they did eat it, typically somebody who is Tameh that eats the Korban Pesach is Chayev Karetz, but because the majority of people are Tameh Mesim anyway, those people shouldn't eat the Korban Pesach, but if they did, they're Peturim and Karetz, they will not get Karetz. Rabbi Eliezer Poter Af Al Bias Mikdash. Rabbi Eliezer says, in addition, they shouldn't come into the base of Mikdash, and typically somebody who is impure comes into the base of Mikdash is Chayev Karetz, but if we're already bringing the Korban Pesach because the Tameh Mesim are in the base of Mikdash because they're the majority, one of these, Zav, Zava, Nida, and Yoledes, who comes into the base of Mikdash, typically they'd have kares, but because we're already bringing the Korban Pesach, Betum of Tmei Meis, they would not get Kares. Mishnah Hey Ma Bein Pesach Mitzrayim the Pesach Dor. Says we're as long as we're comparing the Pesach Rishon to Sheni to Mishnayos ago, let's compare the Pesach that was done in Mitzrayim, that was a one-time event, to the Pesach Dor, to the rest of the times that the Korban Pesach is brought. So Pesach Mitzrayim, it was different because Mikcho Mibe Esor, it was separated and designated on the 10th, 4 days before it was brought. V'taun Hazaa Ba'aguda Seizov, as we know, it required sprinkling of blood with a bundle of hyssop alamashkaf on the lintel of each Jewish house, while shteya mezuzas and on the two doorposts. That was only required in the Pesach Mitzrayim, v'nechal b'chipaz, and there was a special halacha that it had to be eaten with alacrity, b'lai lechad, and only both of them apply that the b'lai lechad, that the Korban Pesach, both the Mitzrayim and the doros, is eaten one night. But another difference between them is the Pesach doros, noed kol shiva, when it comes to Pesach for all times, except the Pesach Mitzrayim, the halacha is b'al yoram, b'al yamat, and eating chametz applied 7 days when they were in Mitzrayim. It only applied on the first day. Mishnah Vav, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, a little bit of background for this Mishnah. Any time we have a Korban Pesach that was not brought as a Korban Pesach, it's brought as a Shlamim. Another halacha is of the Tmura, that if somebody has a designated Korban and he attempts to substitute an animal in its place, that does not remove the original animal from being a Korban. In fact, both of them have the same status. The Tmura, the replacement, the substitute, takes on the same status of Hekdesh as the original animal. Shamati, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Shamati, I heard that the Tmura, somebody who attempted to replace a Pesach, is brought as a Shlamim. He says any time we have something that didn't make it, as it was a valid Korban Pesach, but it wasn't brought, it's brought as a Shlamim. So I heard that if somebody has the Tmura of a Pesach, it is brought as a Shlamim directly. But I heard also Tmura as a Pesach, I heard that the same thing is if somebody tries to replace the Pesach, tries to substitute it, ain't a Krave, it's not brought directly as a Shlamim, but rather that animal has to sit out in the pasture. Once it becomes blemished, then we sell it, and with the money we'll bring the shlami, but you can't bring the animal directly as a shlami, vainly for us. And I don't know, when we have the tumura of a Pesach, when is it brought as a shlami, and when is it not brought as a shlami? Only you use the money to bring as a shlami. Mamar Rabbi Akiva ani afarash, Rabbi Akiva says, I'll explain to you the situation. We're talking about a situation that somebody had a Korban Pesach and lost it, and took another one to bring as the Korban Pesach, but then found the original animal that he was going to bring as the Korban Pesach. And the difference here is, when did he find the original animal? Did he find it before or after he shechted the replacement animal? So a Pesach shenimtza kodim shechitas a Pesach. If he found that original animal that was for his Korban Pesach before the shechita of the new one, and what he did was he went forward with the new one because he already designated the new one as a Korban Pesach, and effectively he's pushing out the original one by hands. He's rejecting that original one because he has the ability to bring both of them. So because that was a rejected animal, the original one, in that situation, it cannot be brought as a shlamim, directly as a shlamim, because it's a rejected animal. It's not respectful to bring a rejected animal. So you have to put that original Korban Pesach out into the field, let it graze until it gets a mum, a blemish, v'imachar, and sell it, v'ikach b'damav shlamim, and you sell it, and with the money, you would bring a Korban shlamim, v'chein t'muraso, and this is answering the original stira. With the same thing applies, if I had that original Korban Pesach, it's out in the field and I'm waiting for it to be blemished, and I try to replace it, I try to substitute it with another animal, that other animal has the same status as the other original Korban Pesach sitting out there in the field. Accordingly, that Tmura cannot be brought as a Shlamim because it's trying to replace a rejected animal. For both of them, we have to wait till there's a blemish and then sell them and bring a shlamim. Achar shchitas haPesach. However, if we find the lost Korban Pesach, the original Korban Pesach, the original animal, after we shechted a different animal, so accordingly, that original Korban Pesach was never actively rejected by us, and then we find it, Karev Shlami, we can bring it directly as a Shlami. We don't have to put it into the field and wait till that as a blemish. And the same thing applies to Chayin Tmura. So if somebody tried to replace that animal, that original Korban Pesach animal that was not a rejected animal because it was found after the Shechita of the other Korban Pesach, The tmura has the same halachas. We try to replace that animal with a tmura substitute. Both of them are brought directly as a shlami. We don't have to wait till there's a blemish. Mishnah Zayin, somebody hamafrish nekeva in the pisul. A korban pesach has to come from a male animal, not a female. O zachar ben shtei shanim, or brought a male animal, but 2 years old. But it has to be a korban pesach only 1 year old. So this isn't a valid animal whatsoever to be brought as a korban pesach. But he was magdisid. He designated as a korban. So yira anshi yisav, same thing applies. You have to wait till that animal has a mum, a blemish, v'imachar, sell it, v'yiplun damav l'nadava, and its money will be given to the Beis HaMikdash to bring a korban, a volitional korban. Hamafrish pischa v'meis, if somebody brought his korban pesach, and the owner passes away, so in other words, it's leaving this korban pesach ownerless, and an ownerless korban pesach, an ownerless animal, is not valid anymore. Lo yivienu b'noach rav l'shem pesach, his son, who was not partnered on that, registered on the korban pesach, cannot bring it as a korban pesach, elo l'shem shlamim, he brings it as a shlamim. As we said before, mosar pesach l'shlamim, if you have what was a valid Korban Pesach, and it was not brought as a Korban Pesach, it is brought as a Shlamim. Mishnah Ches, HaPesach Shnisarev Bezvachim, if we had a Korban Pesach and it got mixed in with other animals that were designated as Korbanos, not with Shlamim, but it was, for example, mixed with an Asham or an Ola, and those animals are brought and have different criteria and requirements for how long they are eaten and how the Zrikas Adam is done, and we don't know which animal is the Pesach. We don't know which was, for example, an Asham or an Ola. And in addition, they had different values. For example, we have three animals mixed together, and one has a value of 3, and one has a value of 2 whatevers, and one has a total value of 6. So what do we do? I don't know which one to bring as my Pesach and for the other animals. So we have to kulam yiruach yistavu. The same concept applies. All of them you have to put in the pasture. Wait until each one has a blemish, and then v'yimachru, we would sell them for their value. And what we have to do then is we need to bring the replacements. V'yavi b'demei hayafesh b'lemiminzeh, v'demei hayafesh b'lemiminzeh. What we would have to do is we still have to bring a replacement for the korban pesach, or bring the shlamim, and I have to bring an asham or an ola. So I have to take the most valuable of the three animals that were sold. In other words, the one that was valued at 3, and I have to buy both my replacement korban for the Pesach, my replacement Asham, my replacement Ola for the highest value, because maybe that was the one that was the highest value, so I have to spend 3 on each of them. In other words, for a total of 9, instead of an original value of 6, v'yafsid amosar mibeso, and that delta of 3, that I originally value 6, now your value of 9, I have to come out of pocket for the additional 3. Continuing, Nisara Bechoros, if my korban pesach got mixed up with Bechoros, those are animals that are given to a coin, the firstborn of certain male of certain animals, Rabbi Shimon Omer, im chabuas kohanim, if we have a group that was registered together as kohanim, and the kohanim are allowed to eat the Bechoros, yochelu, they can bring those Bechoros together with their korban pesach and erev pesach, and they can eat, each one would have a piece of each of the animals, because they don't know which is the korban pesach, and accordingly, they have to eat from each of the animals, and they will fulfill the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Mishnah Tes. Now we have a situation that we had an original group together of 10, for example. It doesn't matter. 3, 4, 5, whatever number it is, there was a group together, but we'll use 10. Chabura, Sha'avad, Pischa, and they lost their Korban Pesach. We have 10 people registered together, partnered together on a Korban Pesach, and it gets lost. So what they do in our first of our 4 cases is they designate one of them, and they tell them as follows. V'amul Echad, 9 of them say to the 10th one, say, Uvakeshu Shchot Aleinu, go search for the Korban Pesach and bring it as a Korban Pesach. V'halach u'matzah v'shachat. And he went and he found it and he brought it and he did shecht it. And he brought it for himself and the other 9. So they appointed him to be their representative. He did not appoint them to be their representative. So no matter what, the 10th person has a valid Korban Pesach that he will eat from. The issue that we're grappling with is and they themselves, although they authorized him, they also went and they brought their own Korban Pesach. They were giving up. They didn't know if they had a Korban Pesach. They wanted to make sure. So now they have 2 Korban Pesachs, and we don't know which one went first, which is the valid one for them, because you can't be on 2 Korban Pesach. So it goes as follows. Im shalon nishchad rishon. If his was brought first, in other words, he brought it for himself and them, huochel mishalo, and we're going to see throughout that because he didn't authorize them to bring for him, he is always going to eat from the Korban Pesach that he brought. He is taken care of. He has no problem. The issue is them. If he brought his first and he included them, because they authorized him, they will eat with him also. And if they shechted theirs first before he shechted his and theirs, because he brought for all 10 of them, but they brought theirs first. In other words, they overrode their authorization of him. They're saying, this is our Korban Pesach, us 9 together. They will eat of their new Korban Pesach, and he will always eat of his Korban Pesach because he all brought for himself. If we don't know if he brought his first, including the 9 of them, or if they brought theirs first for the 9 of them, or if they were brought at the same time, he, as always, is going to always eat of his, because he only brought for himself. They didn't bring for him. And they are not allowed to eat with him. Maybe theirs was brought first, so they can't eat with him. In addition, theirs, the one that they brought as the 9 together, has to be burnt as a disqualified offering, because maybe his was first and they should be eating with him. So in other words, they have fulfilled the mitzvah, but we don't know if they fulfilled the mitzvah when he brought it for them, or they brought the 9 brought together and they brought their Korban Pesach together. So they fulfilled the mitzvah, but they don't know which Korban Pesach to eat, so they cannot eat of any. But because they did the mitzvah, Pturi Melasos Pesach Sheni, they don't have to do Pesach Sheni. Case number 2 is not when the 9 important pointed the 1, but the 1 volitionally says, I'm going to go look for a Korban Pesach, but if I tarry, if I take a while, and you guys bring your Korban Pesach, when you bring your new Korban Pesach, because we lost the animal, include me with your Korban Pesach. And we're going to see the same permutations, but in this situation, the 9 did not appoint the 1, so they are always going to eat of their Korban Pesach. And the question is, what does the Shaliach number 10 do? Because he is going to wind up bringing his own Korban Pesach, and also he has appointed the 9 to bring a Korban Pesach for him. So we don't know which Korban Pesach is going to be the valid one. So Amar Lehen, if that 10th guy says to the 9, Imei Charti Tzuva Shachatu Alai, if I tarry, if I'm late, go and include me in the Korban Pesach that the 9 of you are going to bring. Halach Umatza V'Shachat. So he went and he found the original Korban Pesach and he shechted it, but he shechted it for himself. They didn't appoint him, so they're always going to have Behem Lachu V'Shachtu, and they brought their own Korban Pesach. They're always going to eat up their own Korban Pesach because they didn't authorize him in this scenario, but he did authorize them. So here gets the complexity. Im Shelehen Nishchat Rishon, if theirs was brought first, Hen Ochli Mishlen, they will eat of theirs, and he will also eat with them because he authorized them. Im Shelon Nishchat Rishon, and if his is brought first, he's going to eat of his Korban Pesach, because he's overriding the authorization of them. He can only be included in one, so it's the first one that's brought. Then Ochli Mishlam, and they will always be eating of their Korban Pesach. They didn't authorize him. If they don't know which one was brought first, or Sheshachtu Shneim Kechad, they were brought at the same time. So a question, the 9 will always eat of their own, but how about number 10? On the one hand, he brought his own Korban Pesach. On the other hand, he authorized them, and we don't know which went first. So accordingly, Hen Ochli Mishlam, they'll always eat of their own Korban Pesach, because we don't even have a question. He's not bringing for them. Fu Eino Ochelimayim, he's not allowed to eat with them, because maybe he brought his first. Vishalo Yetzei Lebeis Hasreifa, and his has to be burned. It's a disqualified Korban Pesach, because maybe theirs was first. So he fulfilled the mitzvah, but we don't know with which Korban Pesach. Upatur Melasos Pesach Sheni, and Zipatur to bring the Pesach Sheni, because he already did the mitzvah. Case number 3, Amar Lehen Barmulo, they each said to the other, he says to them, bring for me, they say to him, bring for us, and they each bring their own Korban Pesach, Ochlim Kula Min Haresh, and they have authorized each other, so they will all eat from which whatever one is brought first. V'imein Yadua Ezem and Nishchat Rishon, if they don't know which one was brought first, we have a problem. They have fulfilled the mitzvah, but we don't know from which they eat. Shneim Yotzin the Beis Hasreifa, both of the Korban Pesach will be burnt, and they have done the mitzvah, but they cannot eat from either the Korban Pesach, and they do not have to do the Pesach Sheni. Last scenario, Lo Amar Le'em V'lo Amru Lo, they didn't authorize him, he didn't authorize them, so he brought one independently of them, they brought one independently of him. They're not responsible for each other, they will each eat their independent Korban Pesach. Mishnah Yud, we're talking about a situation where we had two groups and their Korban Pesach got mixed. So Shtei Chabruos, we have Group A and Group B, and you start with Pischeim, their Korban Pesach got mixed, so we don't know which Korban Pesach is owned by Group A and which is owned by Group B. Group A takes arbitrarily a korban, an animal, and Group B takes arbitrarily an animal. But they have to own the animal. So Echad me'elu balo etzel elu. So one member of group B goes over to group A. Ve'echad, and one member of group A, me'elu balo etzel B, goes over to group B. In other words, we have original members of A and B together on one group and original members of A and B together on the other group. Ve'kach hem omrim, and this is what they say to each other. In other words, we have two original members from A, and one from B has joined them, so the two from A will say to B, and now they're a new group together. Im shalanu haPesach say, if this was originally our animal, yadecha mishuchad mishalcha v'nim nesa al shalanu, you will withdraw from your original one, and you're joining on us on our korban Pesach. V'im shalchahu Pesach haze, and if originally you were one of the owners on this korban Pesach, Yadenu Mishuchos Mishalana, we are withdrawing from our animal, which is over on the other side with the other group, Ibninenu Al Shalcha, and we are coming and adding on to yours. And we're allowed to move owners back and forth, registration of people on the Korban Pesach up until the Shechita. So this is not a problem. Fechain Chamesh Chaburo Shechamish Chamish, the same applies if we have five groups of five people in each one, Vishel Asara Asara, or 10 people with ten groups with 10 in each one, Moshim Lamecha Mikol Chaburo Vachabur, they will each take a member of a different group. In other words, if we have five and five, we would have one member stay within each group, and they will take a member from each of the other groups. So we're having five new groups together, but each of those new groups will have an original member of each of the groups. And 10, same thing. And they would say the same thing. If this was my Korban Pesach, you guys are joining me. And each one would say that back and forth. So in the end of the day, we're left with five groups, five members on each, and an original member staying on with whatever animal they wind up with. Mishnah Yud Aleph has a twist on Mishnah Yud, but here we don't have the groups, two groups, and their Korban Pesach gets mixed up. Well, we have two individuals, so they don't have other people that they can slide back and forth, switch back and forth. So it goes as follows. Shnayim Shnisa Arvut Pesachim, we have two people, person one and person two, and their Korban Pesach got mixed up, and we don't know who owns which one. So we're going to go through three steps now. Zeh Moshech Lo Echad v'zeh Moshech Lo Echad. Step number one is each of persons one and persons two will arbitrarily choose an animal, but they don't know if that was originally their animal or not. Step number two, zememane imo echa min hashuk. So this person is going to take somebody from the shuk. In other words, person one takes number three, who he wasn't originally partnered with, and now one and three are partnered together. Zememane imo echa min hashuk. And number two, the original owner, takes person number four, and now two and four are partnered together. So we have the odds and the evens, one and three, and two and four, two separate groups. And that brings us on to step number three, Zeb ba Eitzel Zeb. So each one will switch, Vizeb ba Eitzel Zeb. So number one will switch sides and go to the other side, and number two, original owner, will also switch sides. In other words, we're rejiggering the partners. We have now number one and number four partnered together, and we have number two and number three partnered together, and this is what they do to ensure that they are each partnered together and owners together in an animal. V'kach hem omrim. Now, number one, original owner, number one says to number four, and number two says to number three, im shalihu haPesach zeh, if this is originally my Korban Pesach that you and I are standing by. So, for example, number one says to number four, if this was originally my Korban Pesach, yadecha mishucha mishacha v'nineta al shali, you, who you were originally partnered with, number two, you should not have been by this animal because this animal was mine. You should have been by that other animal. In other words, I was the original owner of this, so you are going to withdraw ownership from your animal, from that other animal, and you're going to join me. Vim shachau pesach zeh. On the other hand, if this was originally your animal and my animal was the one over there, yadai mishuchot mishaliv and minesa al shalach, I'm withdrawing from my original and I'm joining you. And in the end of the day, what we have is we have two groups partnered together. We have two and three partnered together on an animal that they own together, and one and four partnered together on the other animal that they own together, and they will bring their Korban Pesachs in that way. And we have taken care of the problem of ensuring that a Korban Pesach always has an owner, and that people are original owners also on that Korban Pesach, and they are able to bring the Korban Pesach in a valid way, an animal that they are registered on at the time of Shechita.